Okay, welcome back everyone from our Shavuos vacation and getting ready for our summer vacation sometime in the summer. I'll be here next week. I'll let you know about 2 weeks from now. Next week I'll tell you about the week after. I'm not sure yet that Sunday. I was supposed to be away, but it looks like I won't. It looks like I'll be here. What? That's nice to know. Okay. We don't retreat. We're going to learn today Shin Pei Hei, Shin Pei Vav, Shin Pei Zayin, which are especially attractive simonim because there are three simonim that we're not knowing to practice for at least a bit of it. So let's see these dinim. The Issa Talmud Torah in the previous simon, everyone is zohir to keep. The halachis that we're going to learn today, dine shila shalom ba'avol. The dinim about saying shalom aleichem to an avol. Avol asa b'shila shalom. Ketzad. Shin pei hei. An avol is asa b'shila shalom. The pasuk says by Yecheskel he'enei k'daim. It talks about being quiet. And we learn from there, this is Talmud Torah, which we learned last week, and this is Shila Shalom, which we learned this week. Heyanek Daim, those words by themselves aren't clearly talking about Shila Shalom Dafka, and we'll see in a minute a Rambam that we the Shulchan Aruch brings that stretches it. But the Gemara expresses it as an Isra of Shila Shalom, and it goes in graduated levels. The first 3 days, the Avol doesn't say Shalom Aleichem. And if others give him Shalom, he doesn't respond. From 3 to 7, he still doesn't say Shalom Aleichem. So if they don't know he's an Avol, he can respond. Mishivad Lamid, Shail B'Shalom Acherim, Shem Shurim B'Shalom. You can say to others, Shalom Aleichem, because they are B'Shalom. Ve'en Acherim Shailim B'Shleimai. But people don't ask him, Shalom Aleichem. The Koshke Shemesh will be Shashal B'Shleimai La'achar Lamid Yaim, Shashal B'Shleimai. La'achar Lamid Yaim, Yerik Yishar Kaladam, Bamedvorim B'Shar Kraibim, Alava V'imai, Shail B'Shalom Acherim, Achar Shiva Veinachem Shem Bishleimai Aracha Yud Veischai. There's enough to get you dizzy. The rules basically the rules are, for practical purposes, that until 30 days, until Shiva, there's a two-way street. You're not Shalom Bishalom. And from Shiva and on, the Avol could say Shalom Aleichem to others, but others don't say Shalom Aleichem to the Avol. That's basically what's the bottom line. What? You can respond to the Avol, and the Avol says to you, so you can answer back. So we're going to learn about Shabbos in a moment, in Sif Beis, Sif Gimel rather. So we'll see in a moment. Could tell him, why not? If they don't know he's an Avol, obviously he's not sitting on the floor with his jacket. I don't know, his pants will be off, but his jacket torn and sitting on the floor. Yeah. No, obviously if they see he's an Avol, It means if they don't, he stood up. He went over to get a drink in the sink, and somebody walked in. Yeah. So we had before Machlaikis of Ad Gimel. We say Mixasayem Kakulai. Rabbi Kiv Eger brought by doing business back in Shin Pei, Shail of Ad Shloish Yamim. There Rabbi Kiv Eger said, Kol Gimel Yom Rishayim, in the beginning of Shin Pei, Kol Yom Gimel Bechlale, Sivul Ayamina Bezemik Siyam Kekule Chai Yadam. And we had an Elio Rabbo disagreed. Elio Rabbo said, you do say Mixes Hayam Kekule. So the interpretation of Ad Gimel Yamim, you're right, it's open to generally in Avelis we say Mixes Hayam Kekule. Be that as it may, this is the basic din of Shiva Shalom. So it's very interesting. And what about Kiddush Levana saying Shalom Aleichem? So I don't know. It brings a little the chucha, the idea that Shalom Aleichem and Kiddush Levana has anything at all to do with it. So they bring here the history of Eliyashiv. What about Kiddush Levana? And he said, "Oh, that's the hardest shayla I ever heard." Something like that. They bring that. He said something like that. So the question is, what does he mean? So they interpret it to mean that Shalom Aleichem, Kiddush Levana is part of the siddur. You don't really care what the guy's doing. You know, you don't go look for a good friend to say Shalom Aleichem. Whether it's to be standing next to you, you say Shalom Aleichem. But then they bring in the Gesher HaChaim that he says not to say Shalom Aleichem but Kiddush Levana. They bring in the footnote. So I'll tell you the truth. In Shin Tzadik Aleph is a Pischei Tshuva. He talks about whether you say Kiddush Levana, someone says Kiddush Levana during Shiva. And it's interesting, Pischei Tshuva anyway, he brings in the beginning that in Shin Tzadik Aleph, Havdolah Shoisim Tech Shiva Alakois, Lo Yoimer Psuke Simcha Shekaidim La. Rak Yaskel from Bar Priya Gafen. That you don't see Hine Keshus Yeftach if the Oval is saying the Havdalah. That's one thing. Then he says, I'm going to have Rab Tuv Chavav, the Oval B'Zayin Yimei Avei, L'Slo Yekadish Olavana. The Kiddush Levana is itself a Simcha. It shouldn't be a Kiddush Levana, Aval Om Lehishlam Avi Lusay, Adud B'Chaydish, but if the Avelis is going to end, it's going to be late in the month. He's afraid he'll miss it. Lo Yamtin Avel Yamin Aleph, Adleil Yud Aleph, Yekadish Mimei Avloi. That he should say, Kiddush Levana, he's afraid to lose it. Because Levana should be after 3 days of Avelis. I feel like Chloisa Gimel Lebechi, you allow your days. Lechaydesh Yamtin. Shuvishari Ephraim, because of Dafkim, Oiver as much, Yochlekadishuv, Kama, Yochlekadish Beyavlik, Sheshoyz Malakadish, Yochlekadish Beyavlik. There's a whole discussion about Kiddush Levana. And no one says a word about Shalom Aleichem. I mean, they're told whether you can say Kiddush Levana, and they don't mention anything about Shalom Aleichem, so I think, yeah, whether that means that or not, I don't know. How does it make sense that it means you say to one friend three times? I can understand that. Could it mean he says to the friends one at a time, maybe? Yeah, but you're right. I agree with what you're saying. And if it means one friend say three times, then certainly that's what it means. But what? It means chavera each one or chavera all three? You remember Moshe said to three or to one? I did Kiddush Levana so many times. If he said three to one, many times I was like Kiddush Levana with Moshe, and it wasn't in the yeshiva with 100 people. It was his apartment, and we went down to a, you know, nobody wants to daven but to Shabbos. Everyone wants to daven the fastest minion around. Who wants to wait for Moshe? So there were, I don't think there were 20 people. And we did Kiddush Levana. I don't remember how he said Shalom Aleichem, but if he would have said it to one person three times, I think I would have noticed he would have done it that way. So I don't know. Yeah? Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that just like in Hashoel to the Oval, in the base to Oval, you're not shol b'shalom one to another. That's what's in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says it twice, one place here, one place earlier. I assume that's where he got it from. But all right. And Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Yom Lechavera in Tuf Chavav Siv Beis. But I don't know. Okay, be that as it may, here are dinim of.
What about someone calls in the party for marriage Israel and someone sings Shiva? You don't say hello. You know,
hello, you could say. Why can't? So let's see the Ramah. Let's see the Rambam. Excuse me. The first thing the Rambam says is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ma'achish osam shilu shalom, koshke sha'osul ahar beis bidvarim. Now that's something which needs explanation. It says, you know, shmuz, lahar beis bidvarim, to talk a lot in the house of a novel. The Rambam says it's also. The question is, where the Rambam got this from? There's no earlier Makar for it. And what it seems to be is that the pasuk doesn't say Shalom Aleichem, it says say Oneg Daim. It says that a person in the novel sits quietly. So if it's quietly, it seems like Shmuzerai is something that's included in the Yisr. I guess that's what it means. It means all types of social talk is Aser. That's what it sounds like from the way the Rambam understood this din.
Say, how are you?
According to the understanding of Shalom Aleichem, you say, how are you? It says, Yotzi Shalom Aleichem, because he's not Shari B'Shalom. So, Mimela, how are you? Would seem to be included. That's what it would seem is included. But, nevertheless, let's see what it says, Vayta and Ramah. What?
You think you may see a sound from the Avelis, and if you talk to Shmuz about the news, that you may see a sound from the Avelis. So that would be for sure.
So, I don't know. I'll tell you. Let's learn the Ramah. Let's talk about it, okay? Let's learn first the Ramah, the rest of the Ramah. We'll talk about it. The Ramah says the Meisel Kavin Rabbim, because like Shirabim Baim Ladachbay, the Gemara says about Rabbi Kiva that many people came to be Menachemim. So he got up and he gave a bracha. Butolay Melahem the Chulu Betechem Mishalom the Kvoid Rabbim Shari. Now V'yesh Makil Mahidna. I told you these three simanim. The minig is not to be makbid. And what I meant is this Ramah. Yesh mekilu la'idah b'shil ha'shalom ba'ova la'acha la'amin ve'in tab lahem im lo'ish yechalku lo'ime she'zeh ma'sh'anu no'yigin lo'imik v'shil ha'shalom. This which we no'yig is not called shil ha'shalom she'biyameim that they were there. What does that mean? Zeh ma'sh'anu no'yigin. So our understanding is that what he means here is what he said in Simon Peites. If you look at the bottom of the page, the Gilead Marsha, it's probably the last line in your copies. The Gilead Marsha. So he brings from Simon Petesiv Beis. You know, you're not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to someone before davening. So it says, "I know a chayim Petesiv Beis, but the osel eat the Shalom Kadosh Yisbaal. Haydu Shalom Shmoi Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avu Rishai Loimet Safra Demaratayv." But to say, good morning, Safra Demara Taiv, that's permitted. So what it sounds like, if we understand the Rabbah correctly, is that Bismaneinu, where when we say Shalom Aleichem, we don't mean Shalom Aleichem. And when we say, how are you, we don't mean how are you. You say someone, how are you, and he tells you about his doctor's visit, you're not going to say, how are you again. So I go swimming in the morning, the fellow at the desk, they have security now, all these places, they have all the unemployed, overweight people who have nothing to do put on these shirts that say security, and all the terrorists are going to be scared of them. So these security guards. Every morning he says, how are you? I realize he's not listening. So one day, how are you? I told him, absolutely terrible. He said, that's nice. Have a good day. You know, like, you know, that's the how are you that he's saying. So that's really what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah means that today Shil HaShalom, it's what do you call it, a salutation. It's not it's a greeting. It's not meant to be anything. And the Ramah brings this minig. So I grabbed during my shiva. I think it was Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto. So I asked him on the phone. I first said Shalom Aleichem to him, and then I asked him. If it says in Melo Brachas Kriya Shema B'nei HaKovid, you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, if that applies during Shiva too. If another Gola walks in, so B'nei HaKovid, Brachas Kriya Shema, it could be Mafsik, if Emtza Bracha. So in Me'ahovel, can't say Shalom Aleichem. So he said to me, well, we're knowing anyway to be Mekel in the whole Shalom Aleichem. That's what he said to me. I mentioned it to somebody else, he told me the same thing, we're knowing to be Mekel anyway. So this Ramah that says Yeshayimrim, that we're knowing to Mekel, apparently, is the minhag ha'olam, and all right, it's certainly to say how are you or good morning, that the minhag olam is to be makel. To say Hashem Shalom, so I don't know. So Friday night on Shabbos, okay, what they bring here, there's the Rav Eliyashiv during Shiva. This is, so you know, inch by inch, all his avelis, and I'd say like the person who wrote it was delighted. He had four or five avelis in his last 10 years, Leilenu and children and his wife. So they blow by blow everything he did. So he said that when he came to Shalom Aleichem on Friday night, he said to them that to Malachim, you could say, this doesn't include talking to Malachim. So he said, Shilo Shalom to the Malachim. But it says he sang Zmiras Kedarkai. And Mistama on Shabbos anyway, if Avelis the Fereshi is not Noyig, so I assume it's not Noyig. You see, I'm enjoying the Sefer, the Shkayach. But you'll get it back in Mitzvah Hashem in 2 weeks. But Shilo Shalom. What? Yeah, it's true, but it seems that even though the kula is only by lamed, I don't know, it seems that the minig is to be mekel straight out. What? I think so.
So what happens if you know Shiva? People can't say the Shabbos to him or anything like that. They're not to him. What are they supposed to do? But
when?
Friday night comes to
shul. Shabbos, we're going to learn about Shabbos. We'll make on Shabbos Bechlau. So, they used to say the Shem Hashem, where we say Shalom in place of God's name. Hashem Imachem, we wish them that God. I think so. There were Dairis where they treated the Shem Shalom like God's name. Today it's not what it means. Mistama, I don't know. Ha'im mutar la'avol lashir shalom aleichem b'Shabbos? So he said, here it says he just said ein iser. I thought it said malachim is different. Teshi yimei shiva shara beinu zmiris Shabbos kedarkai. V'kaidim shashar shalom aleichem amal ibnai. Remember that means. So that's what he says. Interesting. It says they asked him if there's an Indian to daven in the house of the Oval on Shabbos. If there's an Indian to daven in his house. So Rabbi Yashav answered, Heimu Nifter Babayis? Was the Nifter in the house? They said no. He said, Imkein Dvarim Betalim. If so, there's no reason for it. So you know that the Iker Avelis is sitting in the house was the Issa for an Oval during the week to go out, so we daven with him in the house. But Iker Teilas HaNeshama is the Neshama was nifted there. The Rabbi Yemea Shiva Shal Rabbonis, Rabbi Yashu's Rabbitson, Hiskaya Minyan Bebeis Rabbeinu Afi Shabbos, Mishur Shinifter Rabbi Bayis, because she passed away in the house. So then it seems that there is an Inyan, but today very few people are Zaycha to have Ptira on their bed. No Avelis, just have a Minyan in the house. So they said to Koscha and Avarachman that they did say. But it's a footnote, they write that. It's a Yesh Naigim, but Makam Shinago it is. But okay. Okay, at any rate, this is, as I said, the first thing with that night. Now, it's interesting. During my shiva, Leilenu, my brother, a good friend of mine who didn't have children for a while had twins. That's Leibi Olach. I always remember his twin's birthday because I know I was sitting shiva. So he came in. I told him, I don't know if I'm allowed to say Mazel Tov during shiva. So a friend of mine was there. He said, Ramesh had just had shiva, probably on a sibling. So they said, Ramesh said Mazel Tov during shiva. And he said, Mazel Tov, you're allowed to say. See, afterwards I saw it in a number of places. In Gesher HaChaim, I remember seeing yet then. They says, you're allowed to say Mazel Tov for Shleima, that you're allowed to say. So I'm not sure what to get there at Dvarim. I understood when the Rambam says, Asal Ahar Bespid Dvarim, that it means some type of social talking, like you said, being a Siyat Asi the Avelis. Yet it seems to give a bracha to somebody to say Mazel Tov on a Simcha, or for Shleima if someone is not well, it seems that that's not included. So I'm not sure what the Geder Advarim is, but I would suspect we learn it from Ha'anek Daim. Ha'anek Daim means to be quiet. And we ask her Divrei Torah and Shila Shalom. Why does Divrei Torah Shila Shalom, what's the shaykhus one to the other? Divrei Torah is also out Mesamche Leiv. It's also out a certain simcha. Most people from learning don't just jump up and dance. Maybe they should, but there's a sipuk, sort of satisfaction. So there's a certain satisfaction from Shila Shalom, from talking these type of things. Or Neshama, we said, has it. So it could be that the Al-Harbis B'dvarim is such an Indian. Now, Mazel Tov would seem also to be included in such an Indian of Simcha. I'm not sure what the Geder Advarim is. It seems like to give a bracha, that you're allowed to do. It's the Medrash in Rus says not to be mezalzel. When you have a simcha, people tell you a bracha, it says don't be mezalzel in it, because the lashon of the, if I remember correct, lashon of the Medrash is that were it not for the brachas of the use the lashon kal of the women that were knitting and saying brachas, this kalkula beitzasan shel David HaMelech later in the time of Ataliah, when Ataliah tried to kill out the whole Beis David, she nearly succeeded. She killed out the Beis David except for one baby child, Yayash, who was hidden in the Kachi Kachim. So it says, I think it says, Moisves Belavon is the lotion for these women. Moisves Belavon is Kakei Beit Sasa Shel David Amel. Beit Sasa here, the lotion is the continued lineage of David HaMelech. So it says, don't be mezalzel. The most important part of a kiddush after the chalent is the brachas that people give you. When people give you brachas, you say amen, you take it seriously. That's the union of it. So probably the mazel tov is mutter for that reason. Now, what? To who? To davening? Oh, so that's a good question. Let me tell you. There's something very interesting on the page. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, father and son, Tzechetzu, two different places. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Loi Mikri Shalom says to look into Tufkundum Nale, which is Hilchis Tisha B'Av. And the Gilya Mashah says to look in Hilchis saying Shalom Aleichem before davening. The Tera of the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins two different ways in these two different places. By saying Shalom Aleichem before davening, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. It says here in the Shulchan Aruch that Kivish Giyizman Tefillah Asa L'Adam L'Hagdan Pesach Haveru L'Itein L'Shalom V'Shum D'Shvei Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom Ava Mutu Loi Meloi Tzafer D'Marei Tav. It says you're allowed to say good morning, but it says not to travel to him to say good morning, but if you meet him on the way, you can back cry, it's mutter. So, it says, Ein roi lahaske shmoy al shal Hashem ala odom l'chabda yikadim shemachabed l'kadosh baruch hu. B'loshem la'az yesh la'ayin. But anyway, here it says you're allowed to do it. And the Mishnah Berurah's psak on in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, where Rabbi Kivega sends you, we're also there chalukei deis on the topic. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that Gabi Shila Shalom Tufkuf Nun Dalid Sifchaf Ein Shila Shalom Lechaveiroi B'Tisha B'Av V'Hadyaitish Enim Yaidiv V'Naisim Shalom Meshiva Lehem B'Safa Rava. Someone says Shalom Aleichem, you say B'Safa Rava. What about say Tzafra Demarei Taiv? Here the Mishnah Berurah says who didn't like Tzafra Tava Nami Oser. He says here, he says to say good morning is also Oser Eliyahu Rabba. So it depends what you want to compare it to. It would seem the comparison to Tisha B'Av, which is Avelus, is more appropriate than the comparison to before davening. But like I said, I think the Midag Olam in this regard is to be meikel. Now, but Shmai Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a chasher. The question is, and here also, Shmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it important. The question is, what does the Ramah mean? The question is, what's Kavanas HaRamah when he says, our meaning is not Shila Shalom. Learning is mutter, that's serving Hashem. saying shalom to a friend, that's what's asik.
Yes, Krishna.
The lush in there is not chetzecha, but gaiva. I see shachta achrei geyosecha. He sent me after the tzarchei aguf. So I guess tzarchei aguf. Sif beis. It's a very interesting shaila. It says in Mishnah Brura before davening. It's very interesting. It says in davening, but Mishnah Brura before davening, you're allowed to look what needs to be done, but you're not allowed to do it. That's the lashon. You have to be ma'ayim b'tzrachav, but not do it. So it sounds like to check what you have to do, you could do, but to do, you can't do. That's the lashon. Rabbi Yaakov writes that. Rabbi Yaakov writes that. Thank you. If your wife is not. Sif beis. Hamaytis chaveri avu b'tech lamid yaim edaber yimaytan chumin ve'nishal b'shloimai. Within 30 days, you say nechama. If a person remarried, it's inappropriate when he remarries to go into his house and to say tanchumim. Matzei b'shuk, amalei tisnachim b'safarof of a kovid reish. Avol leinar sa'acheres, if he didn't remarry, medaber imay tanchumin ad sheyavru gimul regalim. Balavim medaber tanchumin kol yubes chaydesh, achu bechaysh dam yimay natsad. We here see at 3 levels of pain. On shar kroivim, it's 30 days. Leinar on a wife, it's sholish regalim. And avavim imay, it's Yud Beis Chaydesh. So the only thing that's a Chiddush to most people is the Gimel Regalim. So here, it's not well known. And I had people already set wedding dates before being aware of it. The halacha is that someone who loses a wife is not supposed to remarry until 3 Yamim Tovim pass. What's 3 Yamim Tovim? The Simcha V'Yamtiv somehow makes the Avelus of the spouse feel more distant. It's something people are not aware of. Yeah, I say it comes up all the time, but at least one time I'm aware that it did come up. And what? Sholesh Regalim, 3 Yamim Tovim. I mentioned on a Thursday night about a month or two ago that people are not aware that a woman who has a child is not allowed to marry within 2 years. She's considered a menekes Dina to Gemara is not get married till Yud Beis till Chav Dalet Chaydish. They make Yud Ches Chaydish, but people not aware of it set wedding dates, and then people get the invitation and they tell them about it. You know that it's a problem. So upstairs I have still a long tshuva that was written in one case that collects all of the different shilas and kulas in this regard. But this is also true with the Sholish Regalim. So, the only reason David HaMelech had 18 wives is because he had such a lev rachav that he was able to treat each one like better than each of us treats his wife. So, you know, they had a thing. So HaMelech, I was always busy with Sheva Brachas, so it's hard to know. Anyway, what? Sukkot, Shavuos, and Pesach. There was one case recently where I was at a distance. I got the invitation, and I was shocked because it wasn't Sholesh Regalim, and it was a friend of my wife's. I mentioned it to her. I said, I'm not looking to make trouble. Now I stay out of people's way. If they don't ask me, I usually don't mix in. But afterwards, I was told they asked the Shail, and they got a heter. The only heter I could think in that case was if you count Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot as a separate regalim, which is a shaila in the Kadmainim. So then maybe it's a heter, but the Pashta says you need Sholesh Regalim to get married. It says for little children, even was there Ben Otam says even on the kever you could propose. So as they cover the kever, he married his sister-in-law. If someone has little children at home and needs help with the children, that's considered a tzaira for Pur Ravu. It says after Shiva, what?
Doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah,
no. It means a Sholesh Regalim. Okay, at any rate, this is Siv Beis. Siv Gimel, Makim Shadog, Uliya Shalom, Bishalom Avelim, Bishabbos, Shalom. Right, now Shabbos, there are a number of things that are Toli Zebizah. There are three Nidinim that are Toli Zebizah. So let's say Shalom Aleichem to someone on Shabbos, to an novel on Shabbos, sending gifts to a novel, which we don't do if it's Mutter on Shabbos, and changing your seat in Shul on Shabbos. These three Minhagim are Toli Zebizah. It says it depends on the Minig, Lagabi Shila Shalom. So if you ask me, what's the meaning of Gabi Shila Shalom? I don't know. It's hard to see. People say Shalom Aleichem, good morning to each other, but we don't know if they're doing it because the Ramah says we're not to be meikel or not. But it seems that the meaning is not to change seats on Shabbos. Even someone changed seats during the week, as a novel should, but on Shabbos, I know Rav Palm went back to his regular seat. Somebody who certainly for Hesia certainly goes back to his regular seat. I remember Feibel went back to his regular seat. So the minig is on Shabbos to go back to the regular seat, and presumably that means it's more nicker. Okay, I think the minig is to go back. But yeah. It says Makim Shadog, Mak Shadog, Uli Yeshal Mishal Mavelim Mishabbos Shalom, because of a Rambam. The Rambam says Avol Nais Yeshalom L'Chalad Mishabbos and L'Chalad Dvarim Shabbos Hesia. He says it's for Hesia, so you say Shalom Aleichem. Actually, it's not in Brooklyn. Rebbe, Brooklyn's not for Hesia, we don't say hello. No.
Excuse me,
not for Hesia.
So, because everybody sees you going back to seat, so they'd say that's really for Hesia.
I want to explain, for Hesia is not that they know a person's a novel. He says Kaddish, they know he's a novel. But it's that you're acting in a manner of Avelis. Avelis for Hesia is not appropriate for Shabbos. You're not supposed to send gifts to an oval on his parents all 12 months. But Philip Shabbos, b'makim shenagu shalay l'shal b'shloim ay b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos, in a place where the minig is not to be shal b'shalim, you don't send gifts either. B'makim shenagu l'shal b'shloim ay b'shabbos gamzeh shari. In a place you don't have an Erev, it's come out not Shayach, but a place that there's an Erev, so it's possible to bring a gift on Shabbos, you bring it a minute before Shabbos. So this is the halach. So sending gifts is something that the Shulchan Aruch is saying is aser, and what? Kinyanim, but Einik Shabbos is mutter. You're allowed to give a gift for Einik Shabbos, that says it's mutter. For Tzachi Shabbos, you can give a gift. Same Mordechai, it says, you know, I'll give a gift, it says, you'll have to be makna tefilas kelim, right? It says, on Shabbos, it's Tzarchei Shabbos is one. So, Tzarchei Shabbos, you can give to an novel, telling these two menagim. No, he has plenty to eat, just ayinig. It's a geshmaki cake, the tab on Shabbos. Oh, very good. So I want to talk about this. Now, before I go further, to the kudus. Whatever he is, Avon his father, 12 months, Avon Shakrai Mishlash. Now, two things. First of all, this Ksav Sefer, which Rav Palm was Mechadish Medaitai, but later founded the Ksav Sefer. He says, what happens if someone's a novel and someone sent him a gift? Someone sent him a gift. Sent him a gift, and now he got the gift. Should he send it back? So the Ksav Sefer says, the Isser of a gift is it's a type of Shila Shalom. You send someone a gift, it's an expression of friendship. So Ksav Sefer says, sending it back is not mevatel, the expression of friendship. It was done already. He already made the mistake. He sent a gift. He expressed his friendship. Sending it back. You send it back that you're angry at him, it's different. Yeah, but you send it back, say you're a novel. It doesn't work that way. So he says, let me finish. He says that it's mutter, and once you get it, you're allowed to receive it. Mishlach Manas on Purim, it comes up in all of these cases. It's interesting, Ramesh has a tshuva about the topic I'll discuss with you in a minute. The minig to send things to people on during Shiva, which I'll discuss in a minute. Teich Devarav, he seems to say that you should send it back because it's say a day of Avera to take it. It doesn't say Beferish, but because he owes during Shiva, you're allowed to send. Says, were it not for that, you would send it back. So it sounds like Rav Moshe doesn't agree with the Ksav Sefer, but it's Devarim Shel Tam, what the Ksav Sefer says. It's interesting, Rav Moshe brings a makar for not sending gifts, that it's Shilah Shalom, from Parshas Vayishlach, Kach Noas Birchosi, Yaakov says to Esav, Katnas Berchasi, Rashi says, Milchasi. He didn't send him a separate bracha. It means the gift is a bracha. When you send a gift, it's like a Shilah Shalom. It's a bracha. Now, the Shiloh during Shiva. During Shiva, it's a minig by Ashkenazim, by Sfaradim, by Chassidim. The whole Yiddish Welt has a minig during Shiva to send food to the house of the Avul. To send food to the house of an Avul, the minig that the Ramesh has a tshuva, Chelik Beis, of Yaradei, of Kosamaches. The Shayol said he doesn't understand, now saying gives all 12 months. He also writes, it's minig ha'akum. It's a Goyish minig. The Goyim, they send flowers. So, I didn't see by Yidden, they should serve, at least by Frumi Yidden, they don't send flowers, but the minig is to send food. So first of all, I'll tell you what Ramesh says. But I want to mention to you that I did see in the Beis Yosef, he brings a minig, there was a tkufa where people, they worked and they had what to eat. It wasn't like today at bank accounts or credit cards. They worked and they had what to eat that day. During Shiva, they didn't work. Like Hillel, right? Hillel worked. He used half the money to get into the Beis Medrash and half the money for food. That's the makar of the minig today. They charge so much tuition. Whatever you learn, half is tuition and half is living expenses. You know, that's the Hillel, he spent half for the Beis Medrash and half for so if he didn't work, he didn't have. So Avelim didn't have. So the Beis Yosef says the minig is to send food. Avelim don't have food. If you're only going to send to Aniyim, it's going to be embarrassing. So Memele, the minig became to send food everywhere. Now Rav Moshe writes to this Shaila, he says, L'chari, you're right. You're not supposed to send gifts. However, he says, we find it by a cotton daf chav zayin, a minig to send gifts during the Shiva. It being such a thing, they send gifts. Now, Sudas Havra, they certainly sent. It says Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, or Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, used to trade Sudas Havra. But Rabbi Shirai said, Daichik, say the Gemara is talking. The Gemara says, rich people used to send fancy baskets, and poor people, simple baskets. Rabbi Gamliel said, everyone should send the simple baskets. It was just a Sudas Havra, just a bagel. It sounds like from the Gemara that it was a bigger Asik. And therefore, Rabbi Shirai writes that... that it seems that the minik to send during Shiva was an expression of Tanchumin, and therefore it's not possible to answer it. And with that, he sort of is malamed schus on the minik. He doesn't say you have to do it, you should do it. He's just malamed schus on the minik. He says it's ef shalaymer that it's osir medina. So he has something that's mutter called Shiva, and osir the rest of the year. It's osir. Well, we have the Melamed Zchus of the Ramah. I told you we're learning today these simanim that we're making. Food is also a gift. I don't know. I have an old Yadid who moved away. He used to live in Brooklyn. Moved away. Every yontif he sends me expensive gifts. He's doing well, Baruch Hashem. Every yontif. Pesach, he always sends me a case of expensive wines. So this Pesach he didn't send, so I barely noticed when my kids say, where are the wines? So I said, I'm a novel, Mr. That's why he didn't send. He knows I'm a novel, so he didn't send. Erev Shavuos, he sent in a car service two fancy, expensive cheesecakes. So I told my wife, I thought he didn't send because of Avelus. So my wife said, he probably knows you don't like cheesecake. You know, the head said, except for the family. Personally, I don't like cheesecake. Even though it's a mini Yisrael to eat cheesecake on these days. So there is such a, such a hugger. Now, the mini, I'll tell you in a minute. As far as gifts in the... For the other, it's Bavlar. Yeah, but you never send except when he's an Avo. Why don't you send all the other people all the time? You're really only sending because it's... I think it's emes that it's a type of tanchumin that you send gifts. If someone's nifter, you make asik over it. Yeah. The study for everybody else. Yeah. Someone who only I know sends me, Bacher Mashiach sends me Mishlach Mon. He's not saying to my wife. Because he never met my wife. Yeah, you're allowed to send to the wife. You're allowed to. It depends who you're sending to. Just to say you're sending to the wife and you're not, the heter is not to put on the words to your wife. It depends what the metzius is. Now, here in Rabbi Yashiv, he has a shaila about a chasim v'kala. giving each other gifts if they're Aveilim. So Rabbi Yashiv says gifts to a Chasan Kala are begeder chiyuv, not begeder gift. That's why they're really not so meaningful in the first place. You know, people look at it if it's good enough, you know, not if it's... So they, I don't know, they have this, basically it's sad, but most of the gifts that that you give today are sources of aggravation more than sources of delight, because people have come to expect it and to compare it to others, and it's not so, you know, it's like Chassan says his kala, a little stuffed animal or a card has more meaning than the stuff that they spend lots of money on. Where it comes in the Yiddish Welt that a boy who's sitting and learning should have $1,000 cufflings, I don't understand it. Like the Ashkafa of having $1,000 cufflings and the Ashkafa of being somebody who's a Ben Taira seems to me to be totally inconsistent. And, you know, what should I tell you? You know, when it came to a son-in-law by me, my wife said that I should keep my mouth shut and just do what the minig is. And so Rabbi Yosef says, Gedechiyav. But I don't understand it for the life of me where such crazy things come from. Grado, Rabbi Yosef writes that sending gifts to the Rabbeim, in America, the minig is, it seems there it's Israel, the minig is at the end of the year, they send gifts to the Rebbeim. In America, the minig is to send it around December 25th. They call it Hanukkah. But the minig in America is to send gifts then. So Rabbi Yosher writes about that also, that it's kamat begedah schalimud, he writes. That, he's quoted as saying that that's okay, and that's mutter. So at any rate, these are the dinim of the sif.
That's okay.
To send it, to receive it, the whole thing is mutter because of this reason. So I just want to mention, sorry, I marked down about Safra de Mori Tava. Everybody said we have here in the simin Shila Shalom and Divrei Tachumin, Halon, and sending a gift. I told you the minig is to be meikel. I do have to mention that Shach Beis seems unhappy with the meikel, with the kula. Shach Beis is be'emes ein zetam. No, this idea to say Safra de Mori Tava, he's not really happy with it. And the Mishnah Berurah on Tufkof Nundalit, I told you, on Tisha B'Av is not meikel. The Chochmas Sodom in Hilchos Avelus is not meikel. The Gesher Achayim is not meikel, and the Prima Godim, the Ishla Avram, there, Tufkof Nechav Dalit. This heter to say Safra de Mori Tava to a novel, even though it seems to be the Minig Olam, the Agdeli Apayskim, including the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that seem to be not nichel with it. That the proper anhaga is not to say Shalom Aleichem, not to say good morning to somebody who's an Avelis, except Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos it could be.
What does the word Mara mean?
Nor means you. Your morning should be good. Shimpei Vav. Atifas Aroish Ba'ovel. Again, it's something that for the most part we're not naig. Let's see the dinim of Atifas Aroish. Ovel Chayiv Batifas Aroish. Ovel has to wrap his head. Dehainu sheyachas aroish betalis ibesudar. Wrap his head with a talis or a kerchief. V'yazik tzosay al piv. It should come down in front of him, down to his mouth. Aroish achaitim, or the tip of the nose, during the shiva. V'hani mili shetzar chatifa b'chol hayoyim. So you wrap your face that way the whole day. Avuk shabam minachmin etzlay megala roisha lekvaydam. When people talk to you, you don't have something in front of your eyes, so you uncover your eyes in their covet. So the Mechaber brings this minig. V'yeshaimrim deramah says she'ein noigim b'didin yaseilu ba'atifa chena minig pashit v'ein lahachmir l'shanais b'mashalai nog. Avi Sevi says don't be machmir. Person should not be machmir on something shalai nogo avi seinu. And it's interesting that the Shach brings because the goyim laugh at us. And Shach says neishamevili deschay gadol menayve kechavim. Goyim laugh at you with Atifas Aroish. Now here needs explanation. In the Emek Bracha, he says, well, Bizman Azen Eretz Yisrael, you don't live among Goyim. The Goyim are not laughing at you, it should be back mutter. The Pshat in the Shach is not like he learned. It's not because Goyim laugh at you, you don't want them to laugh at you. Goyim laugh at us all the time anyway, who cares? It's not a Siba. It's not because they laugh at you, so you want to laugh at you, so you don't do it. No. it's a simin. It's a simin that atifus haroish is not a simin, is not avelus. It's a joke to people. It's a strange thing in Armadina where people don't wrap their heads. It's a very strange thing. However, the Shach and Taz, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all bring that during Shiva, our meaning of Atifas HaRosh should be to wear a hat while sitting Shiva, and to wear it forward on the forehead. You can see it in the Shach and in the Taz, in Shem Peivav. The Taz says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Maybe, I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan says it. It's certain kavod rishis, a formality. People wearing hats sit formally. Someone who sits in shirt sleeves and uncovered head, it's an informal sitting. And the whole idea of this sif is that it should be more formal, the whole sitting. So that's why you see Begadel Yisrael, that the Naib Alei Halacha, Naib this, most people have no clue, and they sit in a very informal way. America is a very informal place, and that's the thing. All right, Shin Pei Zayin, the third din that we're not Naib. Ovel Chaya B'Kfiya Samita. Ovel has to turn his bed over. Now, we don't understand if you turn your bed over, why does it mean you sit on a mita kfuya? So it seems they used to have a bed with a headboard and a footboard that if you turned it upside down, it would support the base of the bed, which would now be much lower. By us, it wouldn't be lower. But it seems the headboard and the footboard, they weren't tall headboards like we have. It was like a knot, right? You have a knot. The headboard and the footboard come a few inches over. If you turn it upside down, it becomes a very low seat. So this is where the meaning of sitting low comes from. Ovel chai b'kfiya samita, shashen v'achid yosh amita kfuya. Avel kol hayayim eine yoshiv, afilo amita kfuya, ela ala karka. You're not supposed to sit even on a low seat. You're only supposed to sit on the ground. V'chein ha-menachmin ein misham leishiv, ela al gabe karka. So, that we're not k'kfiya samita, that's a base. Ashav le'nogu b'kfiya samita, listen to the reason. It's a type of kishuf. That reason doesn't apply to us. But then it says, there's no way of using it. And here again, it's a milsa de tmiya, that it became the minig that everyone sits in Avelim, sit on chairs instead of sitting on the floor. It's a very shvacha makar. The Shach and Taz here bring, the Shulchan Aruch says to sit on the floor. And if you look in the Shach and the Taz, this is Shem Pei Zayin, so they bring that an old person is allowed to sit on Karim V'Kostais. They bring, let's see, Taz Aleph, Kosev Mashal, Ein Le Lishan Kol Shiva, El Al Gabi Karka, should sleep on the floor, Ken Kesed Darki Moshe, Oh, some Sfaradim are noyig this way. That Menachmin, my notamen are noyig. The Menachmin sit on Gabi Karka. Lem ken amalu avol shavua Gabi Sasson. The Matzal Machil liyakre. Liyeshiv avol on Gabi Karva Kastais. But Shem Menachmin etzloi lo yitachin. He says for an avol sit on a pillow when people are Menachmin. Forget about a low chair. Even on a pillow lo yitachin. Rav Palme had strong feelings about this. When he was an Oval, he sat on the floor. He didn't sit on the pillows. I think they bring, I remember Rabbi Yashiv, this idea. When he was an Oval in his last illness, where he had spine pain on his spine, the cushioning between his spine broke, he had to bring him a child's chair to sit on. And people brought him the typical chairs. He wouldn't sit on them. It seems he had very strong feelings about the meaning to just sit on this, just sit on these chairs. Truth is, the chairs that they have are extremely comfortable, much more comfortable than the folding chairs that David Nachman sit on. They bring in these flimsy chairs, and the Oval gets this comfortable armchair. So, you know, Misaskim, which is a wonderful organization, but they're not such something. They have these leather-bound chairs. So when they started, they had these leather cushiony, they're like almost reclining chairs. So I called at the time. They said they asked a certain Rav Shaila. So I called the Rav. The Rav said, I also don't understand why. So I called them. They told me this when they started. Those chairs are only for pregnant women and old people. That's what they said. I had just been Menachem Avil in the neighborhood across the street from you at that time, Wiedemann. There were no pregnant women and everyone was young. It was a young lady that passed away. It already became the minig, although they did stop making these leather chairs. They still have some old ones. At least now they have the plastic ones, which don't look so so fancy. But so now I figured, let me look for a makar instead of being a kanoi. So I found here where they collected, whoever put this together, they wrote the following. He collected those who say are allowed to sit on a low chair. Because of Aruch HaShulchan, it's leinu yashvim lav dachta lakarka, ela al safsul katan. He says that Aruch HaShulchan writes, the minig sit on a low chair, the chen heir ha-gesher ha-chaim, and minig kiyam lakul ha-shev is ha-kisei nomuch. U'bedas teira, mechiyah she-koshu pachas me-gibel tfachim la-aretz, ain't a chaytet ma-aretz. If it's less than three tfachim, he says it's mutter. So he brings here about Rebbe Yashiv. B'suknasei ha-mufleges, in his very old age, Yashiv ha-kisei nomuch pachas me-gibel tfachim, he sat on a chair less than gimel tfachim, heim bimei shiva, heim b'tisha b'av. And he writes that when the chair, Bavlusi Achrayinash, Nasayim Lefnei Piti Rasa, he was 99 years old, it says he didn't want to sit down, he stood most of the time by davening, he didn't want to sit in these chairs, and Bikesh Lekatzer Esragli Akisei. They brought him these type of chairs, which I think three tefachim is 11 inches. I didn't measure them. But they brought him these chairs. He asked them to bring a saw and saw off the bottom of the chairs. Just repachas begimel tefachim. Af l'shir Reb Chaim Noah. So, but he wasn't medagdik on the share of a tefach. He brings, the Mashab says that you should have a share of a tefach, which would be 4 inches off the ground. And the Gesher Chaim said three tefachim, I think. And so he was makbid on three tefachim, which is 11 inches. Now, the chairs they have today, I'm pretty sure, are more than 11 inches off the ground. And all right, maybe we're weak today. I don't know. Like our terrace for everything is that Bizman Azel were weak. You know, meantime we eat better than they ever ate. But I think it's true. We're weak, maybe not physically. We live longer than they lived, and we're physically stronger. But in not only spiritual, but in spirit in general, it's a very stressed out generation. Sleeping on the floor. The meaning is not to sleep on the floor during the shiva. People today would have to sleep on a floor. Would feel very, very schwach. But, so as I said, when we started, the minig is not like these things. Although, generally, these halachas say, Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, Agabe Karka, see how he brings it? B'tshuvas Divrei Yosef, Ba'avol Teshiva, Be'erev Yom Kippurim, Lech HaSudah Masekas, V'yeshiva, Agabe Kisei Safsol, Amekul Ha'hifsit, I wanted to see the next one. Okay, here he talks about Sudas HaMasekes, if it's already like Erev Tisha B'Av Yom Tov. Beis, Achshav Loi Noagu. I'm buried B'Shem Meshach, Ovel Osa Lishin Agabi Mita. He brings the other Shiloh, sleeping on a bed. So he brings Chuvas Parameiris, Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Yud Tes. Now that's a Tos HaTfos. Does yours have it corrected? So maybe I'll catch them. Should be Simen Kuf Nun. Should be says Kuf Yos has it corrected. So I can't beat any of these people. They get all of them. But anyway, Shechayla Kazan and the Yavid. So Lamaisa, we have a makar, I guess, to be Makel. Avelis, we find very taxing sitting Avelis all week. And the minig is, so we learned today three simonim. But the minig is not. The minig, Shil Shalom, people are Makel in Safra the Maratava, which again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be Makel. In Atifa Sarosh, people are Makel, although the place can say to wear a hat, I think people are Makel. And Kfiya Samita, people are Noyig, Lomi Bai Kfiya Samita, sitting on the floor, people are Makel. But again, if a person needs it, so it is what to be said. It's very interesting. But Kfiya Samita, it's Taka Nam Mishum Tsar. The reason that the Torah brings is because the Yukti, the Mukti, the Musti Yukti, the Sati Lachem, it's an idea. The bed represents puravu. So the puravu is the opposite of misa. And bavenisechem, somebody died. So it represents that. So as far as covering the mirror, well, I always assume covering the mirror is because it's inappropriate. Someone in the middle of Avelis cares about how he looks exactly. That's what I assume. But the Velt says, Mr. Mizra Makari, saying Riyah Shabbat said, that's also because of somehow the Dumusti Yike, they have the person. So is in the mirror, so there you don't. Yeah. Yeah. But why in the base of oval? That's a shiloh. Where by the mace you don't have mirrors, and by the base of oval, they're not like by the mace or something. It looks like Yamu mace, and maybe it looks like Yamu Avelim. It's also. All right, next week, Amir Tashem.